extended one for many people because of the 4th of July. Hey, everybody. Hope you got in your red, white, and blue. We had a terrible plane crash in San Francisco. Plus, we actually know on the lighter side who our all-stars are. And, of course, in Congress, when they come back from the break, some big things are going to be tackled that could affect you and could affect me, like immigration, like the farm bill. For a lot of people, they're up in arms over some of the aspects of the farm bill. And then, of course, there are a myriad of other things that have happened swinging into next week at the Zimmerman trial. George Zimmerman's mom gave some conflicting testimony. It was very strange. This is, so far in the first 2 weeks, wild TMZ-ish kind of testimony. It started out that way with the opening arguments from both attorneys, the prosecutor and the defense attorney. So we're going to TMZ you a little bit when it comes to Zimmerman. And also my pal Rob Bruska is going to join us from the left coast to talk a little Major League Baseball. If you're an All-Star fan, well, the table is set now for who's going to actually play in the All-Star game, except for a few of the fan favorites, where the fans get a chance to maybe pick a guy like Yasiel Puig. Did you ever hear that name before? I love that name. Yasiel Puig. He is a Cuban baseball player who's a right fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he is tearing it up in the short amount of time that he's been in the major league. So there's controversy over whether or not he should be in the All-Star game. But, hey, if the fans vote him in, they vote him in, and I say you got to go with that. Also, sad news about Secretary of State John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. Now, I forgot about this a couple of years ago. If you remember, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was always a big advocate of getting the mammographies and early testing and all that kind of stuff. And she had some lumpectomies, and it sounded like she was doing well because this was discovered back in 2009. But she had a couple of other things, I guess, that had happened since then. Don't know if it's completely related to this. I guess one would assume that. But he rushed back to be home. She's in critical but stable condition. She was rushed to a hospital late Sunday afternoon, and not very much is coming out of Massachusetts General as to, you know, the specifics of it, but if she's critical but stable, you can just imagine. They say the doctors are just trying to stabilize her, really, at this point. Ed Snowden. What's the latest with Ed Snowden? Last time we spoke, he was a man without a country. He still is a man without a country, although Venezuela is vying to perhaps have Snowden go there. So he may end up in Venezuela. And Bolivia supposedly is in the mix for this. But Russia's trying to play their own sort of politics with the NSA leaker. So originally they're saying that he is in the airport, and that's Vladimir Putin saying that's not part of being in Russia. And now he's sitting there where he's still dangling, but they kind of want to shove him out. And then they're talking about now even, you know, Cuba at the ninth hour backing a move for Ed Snowden. So he's found a few opportunities, we'll say, knowing that Venezuela, Bolivia, Cuba are the only options on the table. Will he get that asylum, and, you know, which place will he ultimately choose? And it could be Venezuela. Could be Venezuela. So he's been out of sight in what they call the transit area of Moscow's main airport since he appeared there on a plane from Hong Kong 2 weeks ago. That's been actually 2 weeks, do you believe it? The easiest road for Snowden is Latin America. Easiest direct route, easy. Get on the Russian carrier, and that's what they're going to do. They have one that goes to Havana even every week. So they would pass, normally they would pass through U.S. airspace, though. So would it be grounded? And you know we're going to know that information, right? Because he told everybody that we're spying on them. So if Snowden's on a flight, chances are we're going to know that. I mean, we would. It would be easy to find out. So the Bolivian president, Evo Morales, was furious after his plane was diverted to Austria when he took off from Moscow, because the thought was that Snowden was on the plane then. So suddenly it made him want to say, great, well, he can come here, because he was so upset about that. In the case of Castro, anything to jam up the United States. And, you know, they say what really the regime from Cuba is releasing in a statement. They're saying, hey, the case shows that we live in a world where the powerful think they can violate international law, endanger the sovereignty of states, and trample the rights of citizens, which is definitely a pointed remark, of course, at the U.S. But our president, President Obama, who's been in and out of the conversation, but just a little bit on the parameters of this, he has not gone full force into anything on it, has definitely relaxed the attitude toward what he's doing, saying he wouldn't be scrambling jets to get a 29-year-old hacker. So he's almost pushing it off completely. However, the NSA general, who was mortified when all the information came out, Alexander, he's on his hit list. He wants to get this kid and squeeze him something fierce. I understand the tension at the Pentagon is unbelievable, as a source of mine told me. It is tighter than a drum because of all these secret spilling stuff that happened. And supposedly there's more to come. So what Snowden is doing, I suppose, maybe besides practicing a little Russian through a translator, is he's just applying for asylum in all these countries. And the couple that I mentioned are fully willing to participate and grant him that home. But where does he end up? I mean, that's the question. And does he go through U.S. airspace? Does he go through U.S. airspace and not be grounded? And with the possible U.S. interference, that makes it pretty tough when you're talking about Latin America. Same thing. So it may be another couple of weeks. Who knows? And Putin knows that he is dancing on a high wire. He knows that he is stuck between a rock and a hard place, because he really wants to rub Obama's nose in it in one sense, but he doesn't want to completely go there and alienate any of the people in the administration, because he wants to still have access. He still wants to have favored status. And he was able to poke us in the eye, but now he's got to back off of that, I guess, a little bit. All right, as I said, big sad news about a 777 landing at the San Francisco airport, a Boeing 777. That was the big news over the weekend. Asian Airlines, they had a pilot, apparently, that had only 43 hours of flying experience in one of those. And he was being assisted by somebody who had more experience, but there was a crash landing over the weekend. Later this hour, we're going to give you some of the details on that sad scene. But next, we're talking a little sports. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Here on America Tonight, because I know a lot of you are baseball fans. The one sport that, besides football, that people react to, you know, we do nail the score through the football season, is also baseball. And I'm a huge baseball fan as well. You know, is the All-Star Game something that's awesome to go and see? Yeah, it's debatable. I like the skills competition. In other words, when they're swinging for the fences, the home run derby, I think, is pretty fun. And it's cool to see some of your players from your hometown team. And, of course, America Tonight is in so many nooks and crannies. I know a lot of you root for different teams. Some of you are Baltimore fans, and Baltimore slugger Chris Davis shocked me in the vote-getting totals because he surpassed Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera, who's having an incredible season with Detroit. And Detroit's in a great position in the AL Central, but hey, he came through in a very, very big way. He got the most fan votes in the All-Star balloting. And, deservedly so, he's had an incredible season, too, as well. But I was surprised, I suppose, because it was just really looking like Cabrera was running away with it. He got 872,243 fan votes. I swear I can do math. And then Cabrera had just over 8 million, you know, way shy of what he had, but still came in second. So how about that? Davis has 33 homers, seventh best before the break in big league history. Matt, you're a baseball fan, but, you know, you're a much bigger fan when your Twinkies are doing well. And, you know, how it is with the Twins. You can go back in the history books, and there's been some great Minnesota teams, but I wouldn't put great in front of the team that you have on the field now. Usually there's one representative for every team, so who's that going to be for Minnesota?
We got two. We got Maurer and Perkins, our closer, which were
Perkins is good.
I thought that we're going to go because Maurer is a fan favorite. He's one of the best catchers in the game, having a decent season. So I thought he would go, and then Perkins deserved to go because he's doing a really good job closing this year. It's just not a ton of opportunities because they're not winning a ton of ball games.
Yeah, that's true. I thought the one that was interesting is the Mets the Mets, rather, ace Matt Harvey and third baseman David Ripe. Boy, the Mets are pathetic. They're there because, of course, the Mets are hosting, or anyway, it's being played at Citi Field, the 84th All-Star Game. Harvey got the most votes among National League pitchers in player balloting, and he should have because he's still pitching well. It's just the team is not doing so well. If I'm kind of jumping around here, and I mentioned at the top I like a player named Yasiel Puig. He's in the final National League 5, and will he get in or not? Because the Cuban defector wasn't picked at this point, but he could be picked in this fan balloting, the fan balloting that they do now that's closed everything off, and they pick a few more players, and I bet you that he ends up getting in that way. But, you know, who knows? You never know. So some people you're seeing for the first time, and some people are players that are just flat-out fan favorites and are having decent enough seasons that they will be there sporting the uniform. In fact, what's interesting is 30 players are making their first All-Star appearance. 30 players. How about that? 30 players. And, you know, if it's your first time for the player, because you know, sometimes the more seasoned players, as much as they want to be chosen and they'll get bumps in pay, sometimes will be tied to it. The first-timers really, really want to be there. I mean, they, you know, this is all new for them. It's like, I'll give you an example. The A's one selection, was 40-year-old pitcher Bartolo Colon. And he is an all-star for the first time since 2005. That's when he won the American League Cy Young Award with the Angels. But at 11-3, an ERA under 3, Colon is making his third all-star team. And this is interesting because he began the season wrapping up a 50-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs. But look at how he started off. He gets in. How about that? Interesting. There's some interesting stories, too. So that's for all you baseball fans. And that's not even going through, I guess, we could go through the rosters a little bit for you. And I could tell you who I think is missing if I was rounding it out. In the American League, it's interesting. We're talking about Minnesota and, you know, how the teams are supposed to all have representatives and whatnot. And we already mentioned the catcher from Minnesota. He's there. He's a starter. I mentioned Chris Davis at first base. He's a starter. Robinson Cano is a starter at second. Miguel Cabrera is at third. J.J. Hardy, short for Baltimore. Mike Trout from the Angels in the outfield. Adam Jones from Baltimore. Jose Bautista from Toronto in the outfield. DHer David Ortiz from Boston rounding things out. And then pitchers, I'll just kind of cherry pick a few that I think have done well. Like we mentioned Bartolo Colon and what a crazy story that is. Yu Darvish from Texas is always interesting to see. Watch him pitch. He started off hot, got a little cold. Now he's back in the hot category. Joe Nathan, also from Texas, a closer, has almost 30 closes on the season so far at this point. Mariano Rivera, closer for the New York Yankees. How many times has he been an all-star? And Rivera's on his final farewell tour of the majors. Justin Verlander from Detroit. He's always a fan favorite, the righty. Good stuff. He pitched a great game the other day, 7 shutdown innings. And Felix Hernandez from Seattle, having a good year too as well. Clay Buchholz from Boston, same thing. And, you know, it's a mixture of righties and lefties in there. Angel actually sent me an email and said, hello, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I heard you talking about the All-Star game a couple of weeks ago, and I guess I mentioned it on this show, maybe saying that I covered the All-Star game and how fun it was, and, you know, is it something that keeps people interested in sports? Is it the one time, you know, you like watching baseball, so sure, you'll watch the little beauty pageant when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the All-Star thing, because you'll kick back and it's just a night at home watching it. And anyway, that was a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, the question is, who did I think that got ripped off? And I think I said that at the beginning, Puig, because he's exciting You know, we're talking about a guy almost 20 home runs. He's only been in the beginning of June. I think it's good for baseball. Keep kids interested in baseball because they're torn away with video games and extreme games and UFC. So keep them interested in the game of baseball before we lose. We just celebrated the 4th of July, a piece of Americana. So whether you like baseball or not, it's definitely weaved into the fabric of being an American. So many games we can point to, both for fun, recreational, and the professional level, and how baseball started in this country, too, as well. All right, quickly, just a few other players I'll throw at you, because I don't want to bombard you with this. But I mentioned the Mets. David Wright would be there, and he'll be there at third base. Brandon Phillips at second. I'm going backwards. Joey Votto, first base for Cincy. Phillips and Votto are teammates. Yadier Molina, catching from St. Louis. Carlos Beltran from St. Louis in the outfield. Carlos Gonzalez from Colorado in the outfield. Bryce Harper, there was kind of a battle going on there in the outfield. He gets a spot from Washington. And then you look at pitchers like Cliff Lee. He's got over 10 wins for Philadelphia, the lefty. And I mentioned Matt Harvey, the right-hander for the Mets. Then you throw in Jeff Locke from Pittsburgh, who's having a great year. And even Travis Wood from the Cubs is there. And Adam Wainwright from St. Louis represents, too, as well. And, of course, then there's other people. There's other people that will get in that the fan, the final fan frontier voting thing that they do, and it might be the player that I think should be there. I said when I first jumped on the air that we would definitely tell you about some of the sad doings over the weekend when it came to that plane that crash-landed at the San Francisco airport. And if you didn't see the story, we're going to let you hear some of the sounds, what some of the people had to say about it, but it was a very strange video to watch, and as it all unfolded, the inexperience of this pilot and then the belly flop that the plane ultimately did. There were four pilots were on the plane, and they worked in rotating shifts during a 10.5-hour flight from Seoul, Korea. More on that coming up in just a few.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And the engine roared, and then we hit really hard the first time. It certainly felt like we were going back up, and then we went back down pretty hard. I was screaming and saying, it's okay, help each other, don't rush, don't push, get out, get out, get out, get out.
All right, I was mentioning about this plane crash, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. You know, every time you hear about a plane crash, we know, and the pilots will tell you, other people say, oh, you could get hit by a car, the odds are more in the favor of that happening than being on a plane and having a crash landing. But imagine being on that plane, the plane. The CEO of Samsung was on the plane and was actually tweeting, I'm okay, here's what's going on, it's chaotic when we got off the plane. And what Asiana Airlines is saying is that the pilot just didn't have a lot of, as I mentioned before, a lot of experience in flying this. That's a great thing. And yeah, he didn't have a lot of experience, but we had complete faith in him. The pilot, Lee Zhongmin, had 3,220 hours of flying experience with a Boeing 777. And a total of over 12,387 hours of flying experience. And he was helping his colleague land the plane. That's what happened. I mentioned that there was four pilots and they rotated around. So the National Transportation Safety Board, they're looking at the black boxes of the flight that plummeted. And it was traveling slower than normal on the descent before the crew called for more acceleration and another chance to land. The crash killed two people, injured 182, which is a miracle more people weren't killed when you see what happened with the plane. The plane was traveling from South Korea. It slammed into the runway on Saturday morning, broke off its tail, caught fire before it slumped to a stop. And that's what it looked like, too. It just slumped to a stop. And that allowed some of the passengers to get down emergency slides and into that thick smoke and trail of debris. People were screaming, get off, get off, get off, and which makes sense, and you heard a little bit of that there. There's just no way ever a plane comes to a stop and it's cracked in half and the tail's flown off, that you were not just trying to get out of that plane and people were trying to do that. So you had lots of responders to this. You had the firemen were out there and they were trying to get rid of the flames that was going through the fuselage with foam and water. That's the best thing you can do there. You had cops on the ground, you know, that were throwing utility knives up to the crew so they could cut the seat belts of people who were trapped, because that happened to a few people. That'd be frightening, wouldn't it? That you, here it is, the end of your trip. Voila, I'm happy. I'm either happy because I'm traveling to San Francisco, or I'm happy because this is my final destination, and then you find yourself in a belly flop landing. And there were a lot of people in that plane. They say also the plane's target speed for a landing was 137 knots. That's 158 miles an hour. And they didn't say that there was any problem when they were going back and forth about the speed of the plane. But 7 seconds before the plane, and that was before that happened, 7 seconds before the plane hit a seawall, one of the crew called on the pilots to increase the speed. So they seemingly said it's fine, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, no, we got to speed her up, and then smack into the rocks. And that's then what caused what happened on the runway. And they're also talking about the possibility of a microburst has been thrown out there. And a microburst is a strange, damaging sort of straight line winds. We've talked about it before here on the show that has done damage to other things, where it's similar to a tornado, but the damage can be just in that one little spot, so that's a similarity, and then it goes away. You have wet microbursts, you have dry microbursts, and they go through kind of a cycle. And it's when you're talking about a plane, it's terrible danger because of the wind shear that's caused by the gust that comes in. There have been planes in our history that have crashed because of a microburst. There was a terrible accident one time in Dallas, Texas. It's one people still talk about a lot. It was a Delta flight that came in 1985, and the microburst, you know, just unfortunately just wreaked havoc with that plane. And it was, it was on an approach to the airport during a thunderstorm. It killed 8 of 11 crew. 126 of 152 passengers on board, one person on the ground, two people died later, and that was just an awful crash. People in Dallas talk about it all the time. Wind shear, microbursts, because of the kind of storms that they have in Dallas. There are a lot of thunderstorms. They don't take any chances with planes landing, coming in and out of DFW, because it's our second biggest airport in the United States, and sometimes the weather heavily affects it. It's not the only crash that has happened in the United States because of a wind shear or a microburst suddenly dangerous to the plane taking off or landing. There was a Pan Am flight. That's another big one that happened in 1982. And in that flight, what happened was they were making a flight from Miami to San Diego with stops in New Orleans and Las Vegas. And the plane was forced down by a wind shear because of a microburst, crashed into a New Orleans suburb, 145 people on board, all 145, 8 on the ground, boom, killed. And it had the highest amount of fatalities in that, aviation fatalities anyway, in that year, of course. And it's one of the deadliest crashes ever. If you were ranking them, it's the fifth deadliest crash, and it was the same strange thing. The microburst. Now, in this case, if it's proven to be that there was some kind of this microburst thing that happened also on top of this inexperience and the speed of the plane and all of that, then that would be interesting because these pilots are gone. Once they vet them out, ask them questions and everything, I don't see how these pilots will be flying again unless there was something else that occurred that is an unknown at this point, but it doesn't look that way. I mean, the pilots, I've flown in and out of that airport probably half a dozen probably half a dozen times, maybe a little bit more than that. And it's, you know, clearly you see the rock pile is identifiable usually if you're on the right side of the plane, and it's just a nice, easy glide in there. And so it looks as to be as it's, there's this pilot errors involved in this. Of course, that's not official at this point. Not official. And, you know, the people on this plane, the two people that were killed in the crash were both 16-year-old students. How sad is that, that they were two students very excited to come to San Francisco, and they go to a middle school in eastern China, and this was a big deal for them to go to California, to go and see the sights and apparently and all that kind of stuff. But you had, I mentioned the CEO of Samsung was on there. There was a television reporter who was on board the flight, too, and said going toward the runway, it was just too low, too soon. And so they hit the runway pretty bad, and then it started going back up in the air again and landed hard, and there was a violent landing. So that's what happened. Some people were able to get out, and some people weren't able to get out, as I described, and some people had to be, you know, cut out. You know, and this is interesting. They talk about that when this happened, there were people either were almost hysterical on the plane, or people were stumbling around trying to find their stuff. I got to tell you, I'm in a plane crash. The plane's on fire. It's split in half, and I'm somewhere near that split, or I'm in some other part of the plane. It doesn't matter. There is just no way. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's an iPad. It's a whatever. There is no piece of anything that I have in some overhead bin that I'm crawling on top of people to get in the middle of a plane crash. I mean, there's just no way. I'm not going for the bin. Unless something fell right out on top of me, there is no way that I would do that. But this was, some people were very helpful to other people, is what's been reported, and other people, I don't know how many, but a handful were trying to climb over other people to grab stuff. It's crazy. Then we have this other accident, too. The National Transportation Safety Board investigators are busy. They confirmed that 10 people were killed when a small plane crashed at an airport in Alaska, and it killed all the people on board of that plane. Now, when you think Alaska and you're thinking, what's the first thing that comes into your mind, no matter what time of year it is weather. Of course, it's got to be weather, right? Is it weather related or what? It happened early in the morning, or, you know, before, actually not that early, right before lunch. And was the plane taking off? Was it landing? What happened was it was one of those fixed wing aircrafts that just was engulfed in planes before they could get to the plane. And it was too late. By the time they got to the plane, there was no way they could rescue anyone. And when you're an Alaskan, you fly across the state, that's very common. So there is hazardous things, the mountain passes, the volatile weather. That's why you think of Alaska and you think that, you know, plane crashes, sorry to say, that's where you can have them, especially with small aircraft. They've already had a couple of plane crashes this year. They had one that killed a pilot and two passengers on a commercial tour in the Alaska range. This crash comes just a day after two teenagers were killed when this Asiana flight crashed at San Francisco's airport. So just a bad week for that kind of stuff in the middle of all this celebrating, for sure. All right, coming back on America Tonight, believe it or not, we actually have a moment to applaud. Yes, we do, our daily salute. I said I was going to bring it back. We have a great daily salute. Plus, we're going to throw in some odds and ends because there were some other things that happened over the weekend heading into this week that we're going to talk about. So hang with us, America.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're going to get to the Daily Salute in just a second as we make tracks for the exit of this hour of America Tonight anyway. And we're going to take a poll all week long. It's the Snowden sweepstakes. Where do you think he lands? Bolivia, Venezuela, or Cuba? I really believe it's down to those three. It's now dragging out into more than a little bit of a mini drama. And it sounds as though Obama's not really worried about it. Yeah, some hacker. Nah, I'm not that worried about it. But the NSA is very concerned because they're looking like fools. And fools who are putting people in charge that they're not even sure of, because who's got their eyes on classified documents? So, yeah, we can talk about, hey, the government's snooping on us. That's a load of nonsense. Why do they have a wide net? Why are we burning up all this dough on this? How many people are they really stopping from attacking us, blowing up us? Stadium or a tunnel or a bridge or whatever, versus how many of our civil liberties are being trampled on. And hey, Snowden exposed that. If you didn't realize how big the dumpster data diving was going on around this country. I get it. But now at the same time, it's become almost like a little mini joke. Hey, Snowden's in Moscow. Putin says okay, but he's not really in Moscow. Where can he go? And how can you avoid American airspace? And then you have one dictator and one almost dictator and one socialist, one communist, and saying that, hey, this is the thing. Power, abuse of power should not be tolerated. I mean, they're just sort of using this as their moment in the sun to rally their own people when they're waiting in line for rice and bread and water. So, you know, give me a break on that. Talk about calling the pot calling the kettle black, I guess, is the old expression. I think it applies certainly to Venezuela, definitely Cuba, definitely Russia, and definitely Bolivia, too, as well. That's just a hothead moment. Oh, you make me land, and you think that I have a stowaway on board, and it's Snowden? I'll show you, America. So we're going to do a little thing here to the end of the week, take a little poll, see what America has to say. You can flip me an email at americatonight.net. What do you think? Where does he land? Where does Snowden land by the end of the week, if it is the end of the week? And we'll do that throughout the entire Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, boom, shows all the way across the board. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Here is what I call the daily salute. A lot of times it's to somebody who's done something heroic. It's something we find out about that's incredible that somebody's done, famous, not looking for fame, whatever. In this case, I'm going to say it's a whole group of people because this guy deserves this. And because we mentioned something about sports earlier, do you know that at least 1,200 people have given up their jerseys that have the name of the former Patriots tight end, Aaron Hernandez? Yeah, they did it at the team's official shop. Since he's been charged with murder, a lot of people are dumping the shirt and switching to somebody else. About 300 of those shirts have been turned in. It's a free exchange offer for younger sizes. The Patriots decided, you know what, let's get these shirts off the street. He was arrested, if you don't know the story, June 26th, charged with murder and the death of a friend, Odin Lloyd. They say Hernandez had a falling out with him at a nightclub, planned his execution-style killing in the next couple of days after that, and the prosecutors brought charges against him. So the Patriot fans who had gotten his jerseys now have the chance to trade them in, especially for the kids. I think that's a cool thing that they're doing. The team didn't release any kind of a numerical figure on how much the exchange program is costing because jerseys aren't cheap. You think the cost of a jersey is about $99. Women's jerseys are just slightly less than that. And that for a kid, it's about $70. So they're eating the money on that. But there's a reason, there's a method to the madness, I think, because they want the kids not to have those jerseys and, you know, spread goodwill instead of all this nonsense about Aaron Hernandez. So, bravo. How about a little light applause from our friends in Minnesota? Yeah. And remember, after all, it was Robert Kraft who had to eat it on the Putin-stealing ring story. Supposedly he took his Super Bowl ring. Putin says he didn't. Kraft says he was told not to say anything about it. So he's got a bunch of money there. And they might be spreading some goodwill, but they have to be eating a little bit of cash on it. And, you know, by the way, it's interesting. It's a little bit of a different deal on eBay. Hernandez stuff is getting big money. Official jerseys are selling for $1,500 online. So some fans are trying to cash in on his big bounce down the ladder, his complete plummet, his fall into hell from grace, and, you know, trying to get these bizarre collectibles, I guess. It's just figures, isn't it? There is something about infamy sometimes that sends people. It's like the rubbernecking nation that we are. I like the Patriots deal better. But at this point, to finish it all up for you, Hernandez is being held without bail at the Dartmouth House of Corrections in a 7-by-10-foot cell. He's allowed out of the cell for 3 hours a day, no access to TV, internet, or weight room. Also, this idiot wanted to get married while he was in jail, and, oh, so sad, the sheriff said, no, you can't get married. You can't do it. You can't get married in my jail. I will not allow it. So bravo to that sheriff for saying that. I would have to concur with him. All right, quickly, I want to rifle off some of those O&Es that I talked about because it was 4th of July weekend. I hope you had a couple of days to spend it with your family or your friends or just to, you know, chill out a little bit. I thought this was another bravo moment. In fact, this really could have been the Daily Salute, but we know that more is coming up this week, and you can bet that the Daily Salute will go out to some of these guys. The bodies of the 19 firefighters that were killed in Arizona, that awful story, the hot shots, the wildfire where they were huddled together, and it just decimated Prescott's fire department, the Granite Mountain hot shots. They did a trek, a 100-mile procession with the firefighters, just traveling to honor the crew and, you know, saying these guys are heroes and we want everybody to get a chance to say goodbye. And people lining streets all over the place from across the state. And it's, you know, triple-digit temperatures there because they wanted to pay homage to this elite group of guys who had lots of young children and families that 20s and 30s mostly who were killed. Only one guy survived because he was fetching the truck. And that, you know, that was his job, and he went off to go get it. And unfortunately, it was a week ago. Now they're saying 90% of the fire has been contained. That's the good news. They had to force out people in a couple of different areas. Now they're able to come back to their homes on Monday morning. And I think it's terrific that they have this procession of hearse and police motorcycles going through the two areas. Yarnell was one of the bad areas that was hit on the way to Prescott, where they've got a memorial service that's going on Tuesday. The VP is supposed to be there. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of families, wives, kids, mothers, fathers, you know, sad stuff. That whole grief bomb that hits you when the hysteria, the shock of the moment happens and people are trying to help you, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get to the reality of, wow, this is life without this person. And these are young, like I said, young people who had young families. Even there were a couple of families that were so new, they had been married a year or so, and the wife was pregnant. And you can just imagine how awful that is for the family, other than when you turn the equation around, I guess you think it's the kid is sort of a tribute to the father. And that's what they'll have to go through that tunnel, obviously, as they face that. Don't forget about our Where in the World Will Snowden End Up? Is it going to be Venezuela, Bolivia, Cuba? What do you think? Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.